This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, you heard it here yesterday, folks, and Alex Jones is about to come on and break it down. InfoWars is next year's news today. We told you the night Trump was elected, really, if you really want to get into it, that they were going to try to remove him from office. But the story from Kit Daniels just hit InfoWars.com. InfoWars revealed the 25th Amendment deep state coup against Trump in 2017. Alex is going to come on and break that down. This is why they want us censored. But Stuart, I have to come out now. I've made a decision because the president obviously understands the art of the troll. We have seen that executed in the last weekend since Friday. So I am making an appeal to the president. I want to be appointed the troll master in chief. I want to be appointed troll master in chief because I came up with a brilliant strategy on how we can actually get some border security at the southern border. I think Trump needs to call Putin, okay? And he needs to say, look, Vladimir, they already think I'm colluding with you, so let's just go ahead and collude for the first time ever. Can you just send 5,000 troops to our southern border, or just send 5,000 Russians, just send them to our southern border, and just can you have them invade? Can you just have a bunch of Russians invade our southern border so I can say, look, the Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! And then see if the Democrats can act. So, Mr. President, if I was your troll master-in-chief, this would be one of my strategies here. Have Russians invade the southern border, and then, you know, they can bring a bunch of AK-47s, they can bring a bunch of voter ID cards, have the Russians come up, they can all have a social media account too, some Russian bots. So as your self-appointed troll master in chief, Mr. President, it's time to collude with Russia and have Russia invade the southern border. Maybe then we can finally get some border security. Of course, Stuart, as you're well aware, I think ICE detains people crossing the southern border illegally. It's about 48 different countries every year.
Right. So really anybody other than Mexicans in the OTM can claim asylum. So they've got people from China, they've got people from Afghanistan crossing the border. And now, of course, any of those people could also claim asylum. So all the Russians you have invade could claim asylum as well.
So that'd be my first move as the troll in chief. I would then work on a deal with either Sweden or with Venezuela, and we'll do kind of a socialist exchange program. So, hey, you know, get Cortez on board, sign up for the socialist exchange program. We'll ship you over to Sweden. You can go be a good socialist. We'll ship you down to Venezuela. You can go be a good socialist. And we'll take someone from those countries that wants to work hard and not be a socialist, but a free market capitalist. How about that?
I would send her to China. That's more in line with her.
To China?
Yeah, I think so. She's pretty much a Maoist. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Any communist country is fine.
Yeah.
It's the communist exchange program or the socialist exchange program. You go live in the favorite government of your choice, communist socialism, and we'll take someone that loves the free market that will come here and not suck off the government.
Like a Solzhenitsyn.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll give you one of our communists. We treated them years ago. We could have taken Solzhenitsyn in and sent one of our professors or Hollywood actors to Russia. Yeah.
So these are just some of the things I would do, President Trump, if I was your troll master in chief. So I'm just saying, the appointment, it should be waiting. I'll be waiting for my phone call, and we'll start to make some of these moves happen. So when we come back, though, I mean, see, the coup is happening against the president right now, Stuart, because the president is Donald Trump. But really, the coup against the United States government has been going on for decades.
Yeah, and he just got in the way. That's why he's
exactly.
A big target.
Yeah.
But the real target, that's why they hate MAGA hats, and they hate anybody who's on the right. The real target is us. It's like the 2 minutes hate in 1984. You know, he's Goldstein, but we're his followers who are hated. And if it was somebody else, you know, whoever you would want to put in there, who was also a populist or a constitutionalist, they'd be hating him too.
Well, look at what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she tries to be populist, and she goes against the wars in the Middle East. The Democrats come out and hate her. I mean, I wouldn't vote Tulsi Gabbard for president. I disagree with her on a lot of fundamental things. I think she's probably the best candidate maybe for the Democrat Party, though. And they just threw her under the bus. They just totally threw her under the bus because she goes along with President Trump in stopping foreign intervention in the Middle East. So when we come back, Alex Jones is going to be joining us, and he is going to break down the attempted coup against the president of the United States that we predicted, quite honestly, Alex pretty much called this, like, zero hour once President Trump got elected, but in words in 2017. So Alex is going to break that down on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You want to see the real people that hate the truth, that hate this country, that want to see us divided and want to see this nation fall? Go ahead and watch this compilation of all the media that knowingly went along with the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax.
Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
"I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story."
Yeah, I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And this is America in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. Fake news that goes along with a hoax. Yeah, exactly. Total people committed to fake news. Total people committed to destroying this country. Total people committed just destroying everything. Just lie about anything, go along with anything, as long as it destroys America, as long as it creates a divide. But we kind of came up with a solution for Mr. Smollett during the break here. He needs to plead insanity. He needs to plead that he has Trump derangement syndrome, and that's what led him to do this.
His only defense, really.
His only defense.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Only way to get off of being criminally found guilty of filing a false police report is to claim insanity.
You know, we joke about this, but that's actually what happened. I mean, I've said it countless times. This is mass mental illness that we're dealing with.
No, I think he's actually, I wouldn't get him off the hook so fast. I think he's part of a planned operation.
You think he's part of the Democrat Party trying to destroy this country?
As you said earlier, he's a Democratic operative.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Well, he goes to these Democrat events. I mean, he is a Democrat operative. Now, whether or not the Democrats had anything to do with this fake hate crime and had their fingerprints on this, I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'd probably bet on it if I was a betting man. But we'll see if any investigation turns that out. By the way, Smollett has now made public comment he's not going to meet with Chicago police. Yeah, that's because that's what his defense attorneys have to do now. That's what happens when you get caught filing a fake police report. All right, folks, Alex Jones is about to be joining us, but before he does, we have a new study that just came out of the University of Colorado Boulder that says indoor air quality levels are on par with a polluted major city. So this is the average American home. The air quality in the home is as bad as the air quality in a major city. So, I mean, you can go look at the stories out of California. It has some of the worst air quality in the world. Okay? You can go look at other similar studies that have studied the air quality in homes, and what they find is a lot of toxins and stuff that you want to filter out of the air in your home. So we see these studies, just like we see studies about all the toxins that they put in the water, and we offer a solution at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter. It's $50 off right now. See, when I read a story about how air in the average U.S. home is totally polluted, I want to do something about that for my own personal life, for guests that I have over, you know, if you have a family, for your children, you want to have clean air in your home. But just in general, I mean, you would think that when you find out that the average air quality in the home is filled with toxins, you'd want to filter that. Well, we want to filter it. We assumed you want to filter it. That's why we brought you the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. It's $50 off right now. Folks, you can go read the reviews. In fact, we encourage you. You can go do your own research, and you won't find a better quality air filter for a better price than the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. And you will notice the difference. I have two in my house. I definitely notice the difference when they're on and when they're off. It is a world of difference, and that's because, as the studies have just come out, the average American home is filled with toxins that are on par with that of a major city. A polluted major city is essentially inside your home. So don't live like that. Don't have guests over to a polluted home. Don't raise your kids in a polluted home. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Alexa Pure Breeze right now, $50 off. Alex Jones is on the line. Alex, what are you about to cover?
Well, I've already been listening to the broadcast today, and you and Stuart and the rest of the crew have done a great job. But I just want to say something. Even though InfoWars is on fire from enemy attacks, but also on fire from telling the truth, so we're in fuego, but we're also on fire from enemy attacks, both the good fire and the bad fire. The fact that fakehatecrimes.org, a big story up on InfoWars.com, it lists thousands of fake hate crimes that have been committed by the left, always against themselves, has gone down after Smollett scandal, probably from just massive traffic. When I was first talking about the term false flag, that I'd only read in naval British histories, where the French and the Brits and the Spanish were always staging attacks against each other going back 500 years. No one used the term false flag. No one used the term inside job. No one used the term provocateur d'avis. Even though they had congressional hearings about our own government staging massive terror attacks against other governments staging massive terror attacks, it was all in the academic literature, but no one knew about it. They thought it was a term I made up. Well, now look at how, no matter what they do to InfoWars, no matter what they pull, everybody knows that most events are staged when the left's involved. Everybody knows there's been thousands of fake events at universities and black churches and everywhere where you get the attention, you get a bunch of donations, you burn a cross in your yard, you paint a poop swastika on your dorm, you say no black people welcome, you go hire two Nigerians to go get a rope put around your neck and dump bleach on you so you can be the number one guy in the media and make yourself a huge victim. And now, even though it's come out that it's fake, he's doubling down. There's articles on InfoWars.com where all these Hollywood people are saying, we don't care if the media got it wrong. It's for a good cause. And that's what you've got to understand is the Democrats are betraying America's Christian ethos of coming together around an idea of freedom. They're using race to control while claiming they're the people trying to stop racial conflict. And so everybody who's listening understands this, but I mean, here's the big enchilada. They have tried to suppress this. It doesn't work anymore. And people fundamentally are going to question any event. They're going to ask the Roman or Latin term, who benefits, qui bono. And once people start looking at events and studying them and don't just believe them out of hand, the whole ball of wax melts away. The wheels come off the wagon. The whole Ponzi scheme, the house of cards, the giant facade, the huge Ponzi scheme, the gigantic scam fiasco never knew them in public statements. So he's in video scenes with one of them. Okay, reportedly he was, you know, obviously really good friends, you know what I mean, with one of them. So what's incredible is when he heard two people were busted, he was all about, yeah, that's who did it. As soon as he found out it was the guys that he knew and that he had reportedly hired, it was all over. So here's the deal.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
a landline, and we've got Owen Schroeder riding shotgun in the ATX. And any regular listener knows, I don't hype things. But people think what I'm saying at the time, whether they're a new listener, oh, this is hype. But then a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, they go, oh my gosh, that's exactly what was going on. Well, imagine if you were the breakaway criminal deep state coup group in the CIA and in the FBI that's only a splinter group, a rogue group, telling all the other agency groups under you that you're actually in command. Well, that's what happened 2 years ago, 2 years and 5 months ago, when the president was president-elect, and they said, he's a Russian, Alex Jones is a Russian, we have the intel, we have the proof. They had congressional hearings in 2017, straight up, never called us to Congress, never subpoenaed us, they just said, on TV, we played the clips here probably 100 times, Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Donald Trump was elected by Russians. And that whole thing was then used by the rogue FBI controlled by the Clintons and others to literally say Trump was illegitimate and try a 25th Amendment coup on him. But despite threatening Trump's cabinet, despite all the fake dirt, despite all the leaks inside, they could find nothing because there is nothing except Trump working around the clock to try to turn the economy back on and battling the media, which he does is his favorite sport. They call it screwing around. No, he's battling them hardcore. So, here we are 2 years and 5 months into this. And yes, we've had massive big tech censorship. We've had total war on InfoWars, crippling our operations, but our listeners have held fast, so we're still here. But the good news is, it's now on CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times in the last month, that there was a deep state that they were trying to remove Trump, that they were acting against the president, that they did win the 25th Amendment, because they know it's all criminal. They're having to admit it now to get it out there first, because they know grand juries are looking at former acting director McCabe and others. So everything the audience has done to help get Trump elected, everything you've done now to battle the deep state, whether Trump's perfect or not, doesn't matter. This has revealed the permanent deep state. It's revealed the bureaucracies that believe they run the three branches of government. It has shown these arrogant monsters for who they are. But if you want to know why they were so desperate 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, to get us off air while they were obsessed in House Judiciary Committee hearings and House Armed Services Committees and Senate Intelligence Committee hearings and other committees to get InfoWars off the air, to shut Paul Watson down, to do all this, is because they kept asking, how does Alex Jones, I'm not bragging, folks, within this is the answer to defeating them. I'm not telling you 2 years later, look, we were right to go, oh, look, we're right, we're real news. Folks, that's why they came after us more than anybody. We pointed out that Google and Apple were moving to China. They had such disrespect for America. We pointed out the massive Chinese-style social network coming to America and Europe to suppress free speech. We kept breaking every point. That's why 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, about 22 months ago, a criminal national security investigation was opened against myself personally and InfoWars. And parts of this even leaked to McClatchy and AP, and they said I was under criminal investigation. But that was so high level that Trump then discovered it and had briefings with some of his intelligence people that weren't globalists. And they said, sir, it's because his analysis is dead on. But because my analysis was so dead on, they thought, okay, it must be true. He must be having the Chinese or the Russians or somebody in the government give him this. No one could know this. No one could know this. I've studied COG. I've studied L.L. Lemnitzer. I've studied Northwoods. I've studied Gladio. I've studied what the New York Times said when he was president-elect, how they were going to remove him and how they had intel on him. I've studied the branches of government and how they operate. So I could see when they had their own people on TV saying, we're going to take him out, we're going to kill him in 2017, they were doing that as a confidence operation to keep their stay-behind networks of criminal operatives in the government involved in mutiny against the president, believing the cavalry was coming. Well, now the cavalry never came, and now they're all criminals, and they're about to get indicted if Trump lowers the boom. So that's the good news. InfoWars has paid a massive price for this. But what's incredible is these white shoe boy Harvard people literally could not believe that I've reverse engineered their entire operation with total precision. And I'm not bragging. I don't know how I do it, but I've studied history with all the best guests on. I live this stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, when you don't think about it, you're at 20 feet away, 30 feet away, and you throw double bullseye, triple bullseye with darts. It's when you don't think about it, you hit the bullseye every time. And they flipped out, and that's why the Secret Service, this is on record, by the way, reached out to me about 18, 19 months ago, I guess about 20 months ago, and said, yeah, obviously the POTUS wants us to talk to you. This is, you know, off the record. I said, well, I'll be off the record for now if you guys take action, but if you don't, I'm going to say everything. They said, fine, fine. They said, we want to know. It was a long conversation. I got contacted by other agencies, including the Pentagon. They said, the president wants to know how you know what's going on. And I said, oh, because they've opened a national security investigation? They stopped and they said, okay, yes. And I said, well, I mean, my God, you got the former head of the black ops for the CIA on TV saying they're going to kill the president. You got Clapper. You've got Brennan all saying they're going to kill the president. They're on television saying they're about to take him out in December. This is in 2017. I said, it's obvious they're getting their stay behind groups to be confident, including some of their whacked out paramilitary people in the Pentagon to make the move. And I said, I'll send you a report. And I said, I'll go on here tomorrow and I'll list all this out. I'm not going to say it's for the Secret Service, but I'm going to say it's for intelligence agencies. And I did a whole hour-long thing listing all of this stuff on screen, a PowerPoint via online to the good people in the government. And that's how this got flagged when they opened a national security investigation on me, because the deep state got so freaked out that I was seeing exactly what was happening. But the president's main question from the Secret Service was, who do you think's in command of it? And I said to the Secret Service, I said, well, obviously the president knows who gave out the illegal orders during the campaign to spy on him. He knows who continued it on and put the stay-behind networks in during the John Moore Defense Authorization Act and the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. And the Secret Service was like, what's that? And I said, I'll send it all to you. But I said, it's Barack Hussein Obama and his co-president, Hillary Clinton. They divided the government up against each other. It wasn't just Bush that gave Cheney half the government. That's exactly what happened under Hillary and Obama. And I said, those co-presidents set up a stay-behind network. Look up what that is. Talk to your intelligence operatives and find out what happened. And then I sat there and briefed them on the whole thing. That was put into a briefing, the president. It was delivered to him about 18 months ago. Now, since then, they went into psychotic kill Alex Jones mode. Okay. Because no one else would. This isn't like I was the only one that knew this. Everyone else, the lawyers, the politicians, even the generals, they all know this stuff. But they're scared to put their name on a report because the deep state will kill you. So that's our value here, ladies and gentlemen. As a kamikaze patriot for America, I am willing to tell you the truth and commit and put out the reports to the world and never stop. We'll be right back. And that's why your backing of us is so critical. You back InfoWars. You back the true, internal, organic.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Monday edition. Owen Schroeder is there in the ATX studio. Roger Stone is in his studio in Florida. And again, everybody watches Netflix, everybody watches HBO, everybody watches Superman and Star Wars. That's not real. I know you know that. I'm not being condescending. This is the real world. We published over 50 articles, over 100 reports, specifically saying and naming the FBI agents and the CIA agents who are part of a cabal put in by the Clintons and the Bushes, and specifically how they were planning the coup, the illegal intelligence, the illegal spying, covering up for their own Russiagate, how they plan to intimidate members of the cabinet and create a hysteria that the president was unfit to lead and to overturn the election, remove Pence, and install Pelosi. Now they publicly admit this. Every show on Netflix or HBO or ABC or CBS or NBC, children's shows that's based in contemporary times, literally shows white people murdering and killing Hispanics everywhere. Literally shows white people lynching blacks everywhere. Literally shows everyone being in the KKK who's white to create a race war. It's in the WikiLeaks the Democrats were planning this. So they have thrown everything they've got at the American people. And just like this big black activist has come out and said, it's on Infowars.com, the government, the rogue government was trying to create a race war, and that Jesse Smollett should be arrested. Exactly. It's not just, I guarantee you, folks, Smollett got directed to do that. That's why his producer, that's why the managers, it's why the network is defending him no matter what. Is because, ladies and gentlemen, you go to a Trump rally, there are people that go inside who buy brand new MAGA hats and attack. There are people that attack the police and say they're Trump supporters. We caught it in the WikiLeaks 2.5 years ago that it was Democrats doing it. And by the way, Hillary was funding it. They would dress up like Bernie people and attack Trump supporters as well. I'm not defending Sanders. This is just true. So this is what's going on. And Roger Stone was one of the first people on InfoWars. Obviously, he's indicted because of it. On this very show, and again, we have big articles written. We're not about tooting our own horns. But that's why they're trying to destroy us. And then that means we know how to counter them. But going back 2017, by March, we were writing articles saying deep state planning coup against Trump using 25th Amendment. I looked it up. Over 50 articles on InfoWars.com. Just type into a search engine, deep state planning coup against Trump, deep state planning 25th Amendment coup, InfoWars.com. Type those terms in, hit enter. That's how you get around the censors. You put the InfoWars.com in the search. In the search box. Okay? And you will see it. Now, again, that's why they want us off air. We said Smollett 2 weeks ago, day one. I said, I bet this is staged. Nobody's out in Chicago in the freezing cold in the middle of the night wearing MAGA hats beating up a black dude. Okay? I mean, rednecks would probably take a black guy out riding around on four-wheelers and getting drunk. I mean, that's what real rednecks do. It isn't going on. It isn't happening. The last real racial attack they had was just the black guys and the white guys hate each other in prison. And the one guy had been a gang leader in prison. And the white supremacist drugged the black guy to death like 15 years ago in Texas. And then later some other black members of the gang found a white guy and drugged him to death. It's all terrible. It's stupid. It's bad. It's evil. We're not saying racism doesn't exist. But my God, folks, you go to the Middle East, you go to Somalia, 5 minutes after you're out of your car. If you're an American, I don't care if you're black or white. If you're an American, you are kidnapped and you are tortured and you are sold for ransom. And the ransom ain't paid, you're killed. So let's stop demonizing America all day and stop thinking we import all this evil culture that people reject American culture. You want to come here and adopt our culture of freedom and free market and success, then I'm all about it. But you want to come here and piss and crap all over it, I'm not. So here's the big news. The balloon has gone up. It's happening. And so the bad news is myself, InfoWars.com, everything we're doing is under massive globalist attack, unprecedented, the dirty tricks, the attacks, everything they're doing, taking bank accounts away, the lawsuits, taking sponsors away, because they keep freaking out saying, my God, how does Alex Jones know all this? I'll bring Roger Stone up on the 25th Amendment, but Roger, I mentioned this to you back at the time, the crew got the call from the Secret Service, and I got some other visits and some things, and they literally were not just investigating me, they were saying, no, we found out that the deep state is investigating you. They want to know how you have this intel, but the president heard about it and thought, well, how does he have that intel? So in their attempt to shut me up and start a national security investigation, that is the rogue FBI and CIA, that triggered the Secret Service to then actually contact me and say, who do you think the ringleader is? And I said, you know who the ringleader is. It's Barack Hussein Obama and it's Hillary Clinton. And they were just like, yes. I'm like, yeah. So you better decide which side you're on. You better take action. Well, here we are almost 2 years later. Who was proven right, Roger Stone? That's our platinum value. And it's why we're under attack, because we're the most successful operation in the country to defend this damn republic. And if people don't stand with us, fine. I don't even mind going down. I'm sick of fighting this hard. But if people don't know that we're the platinum standard of fighting for this republic and kicking globalist ass, then to hell with everybody, because we're under total frickin' attack. Bring Roger in.
All right, Alex. I think you summed that up extraordinarily well. You're absolutely right. This is a classic example of InfoWars presenting tomorrow's news today. We were the first media outlet in the country, really, to expose the 25th Amendment plot. Now, for those who don't know what the 25th Amendment is, it is an amendment to the Constitution that holds that if a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president believe the president has been incapacitated and they co-sign a letter, that removes him from office with the proviso that he can appeal that decision to the House of Representatives. I reported right here on InfoWars that that was afoot. We learned subsequently that Rod Rosenstein was one of the leading progenitors of this plan, that he actually volunteered in the wake of James Comey's firing to wear a wire to try to entrap the president in a 25th Amendment takedown. We now have not only the statement by Andrew McCabe, but more importantly, two senior FBI agents who testified under oath before the Congress also confirmed that they were a party to FBI meetings about this very plot to take down the president. The first time this surfaced, Rosenstein tried to say he was joking, he was only jesting. Rod, that's not very funny. And you spoke about it on more than one occasion. Additionally, the counsel at the FBI began to review the legality of such a move. This is open sedition. This is treasonous activity. There is no evidence whatsoever that the president is incapacitated. You just don't like his policies. You don't like the fact that he's broken up the globalist cabal. And if he's so incapacitated, why do we have 4.8 million new jobs, for example?
Roger, we're about to go to break. We're going to come back and get into this because you were instrumental in breaking it all almost 2 years ago. But here's the bottom line. It's not just that we broke it. We carried the ball. We got it to the president. They opened a national security investigation on me after they'd done one on you, literally stating, and I've heard this from high-level individuals from multiple agencies, that Jones must have foreign intelligence on our phone lines to know. No, I know big piles of traitorous crap when I see it, and then these idiots were all bragging about most of it on TV. They think we're stupid. They're the ones that are stupid. We didn't just break it. We fired the back signal 2 years ago, and that's why we're now a firebase under total destruction order, because we are dutiful, patriot Americans committed to this republic and our country and our elected president. That's why we're under attack. But I'm just telling the president, everybody else, damn it, we need support now, right now. We need support because the enemy knows we're going to break the next big story. They know our gaze and our understanding of the operations is so deep, they want us shut down. We're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone's going to come back and talk more. This is just so epic. The good news is we've come a long way. We're having some major success right now, but let me tell you, we're in the thick of the fights. Whatever you do, however you're listening, spread the word. Don't tune to InfoWars.com right now. InfoWars.com right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Going back to Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, we've seen so many big victories here, and this whole
still going to buy it. But censorship, I want the enemy to hear this. Censorship is not going to give you air superiority because no one buys a damn thing you do. Roger Stone, Owen Schroeder.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. We are picking it up from there. Owen and I tried to clarify people for people a question that seems to still be very much on everyone's minds. The very first interview I gave after a judge ordered a gag order in my case was with InfoWars on the War Room. That's right. I have not been gagged. My First Amendment free speech rights have not been abridged. I am not, I'm entitled to speak anywhere on any subject other than inside the courthouse or on the steps of the courthouse, which is fairly standard. Interestingly enough, the judge did put a gag order on all of the witnesses and all of the attorneys involved in my case. So there's a clarification. Now, you wouldn't know that, Owen, from reading Politico or reading the New York Times or the Washington Post, all of whom read the headline, but none of whom seemingly read the actual order.
Well, let's just take a brief look at all the fake news as we talk about the latest fake news about your case, Roger. Okay, we've got the Jesse Smollett hoax. You've got the Covington Catholic lie and attack. You've got the Justice Brett Kavanaugh lie and attack. You can go even back further. Remember when Trump was in, I believe it was Japan, and he was feeding the koi fish, and they said, oh, look at Trump. He doesn't care about Japanese tradition. He just dumped the whole food in the koi pond. And it was like, no, that was what they did. That was the whole thing. They all did it, but they cut it and lie about it. They said he removed the Martin Luther King bust from the White House. Another fake news hoax. I mean, these people engage in fake news hoax after fake news hoax after fake news hoax after fake news. It's like, Roger, it's like they don't even know how to tell the truth anymore. It's like their instinct is to lie now.
And by the way, we're going to co-host into the next hour. I didn't explain that. We're going to push. Stuart is doing a great job back 15 minutes, so I'm not leaving. I wanted to get your take here. But look, listen, there's so many hoaxes, we should just try to list them. It would take hours to do it. But Roger, what about this one? They said that Owen and I said no one died at Parkland. Well, we never said that. We broke that the police stood down, which was later confirmed. They've admitted it. So we had the students on, and CNN said the students were actors, what they claimed us of saying. And then they got more lawsuits filed against me with Sandy Hook parents saying we sued because we were told Alex Jones was sending people to Florida homes coming after them. So again, the media is just completely engaged in a wall of fraud. And listen, we can get into your old Russiagate thing, Roger. We can get into that. They said that you were gagged and it wasn't true. I want to do that next hour, 15 minutes. But what do you make of this gargantuan 25th Amendment blowing up everywhere and being all over the news and now being admitted? I mean, this is so spectacular. What does Trump do now?
There was a spectacular piece by Mark Penn, who was actually a Democratic strategist who ran Hillary Clinton's previous presidential campaign. But Republican or Democrat, he hit it right on the head. We have uncovered an abuse of power that makes Watergate look like small potatoes. There was a coup d'etat planned within the highest echelons of the FBI and the Obama Justice Department. And then they actually effectuated it under Donald Trump to remove a duly elected Republican president simply because they didn't like the outcome of the election and because he fired proven perjurer James Comey. And it is coming down around them. It also points out in Penn's incredible piece that the Mueller investigation is the outgrowth of that same effort. Ron Rosenstein, who was standing in as the acting attorney general, appointed Robert Mueller as the special counsel. Robert Mueller's job is to take down Donald Trump. It's ironic that he had interviewed for the job of FBI director only the day before, and that Donald Trump had wisely decided to pass over Mr. Mueller for that appointment. The very next day, he was appointed the head of the Get Trump Squad. That is a stunning conflict of interest. Last night, I met with Jaylen Martin, who is one of the Parkland students who appeared here on InfoWars. And he confirmed everything you just said, Alex. He was there. He was in the building. His life was at danger. You never said, and Owen never said, and no one at InfoWars ever said no one died at Parkland. We correctly, and I objected at the time, and you were right. We now know that six officers did stand down. That is an established fact proven in the local news media here in Florida. So nothing you have reported regarding Parkland is inaccurate or untrue. And the idea that InfoWars was sending people to students' homes in Florida is bogus. It's nonsense. It's false. It's the epitome of fake news.
So what do we do, Roger? Because they use it to take us off Roku. That was at the New York Times. They told them that I was, and I mean, we've seen national news report that I threatened to kill Parkland students. That's how they're taking us off the air, is with this criminal lie.
I think only a lawsuit against Roku is going to get us restored. They are desperately afraid of our message here at InfoWars. That's what this is about. When we say InfoWars is the tip of the spear, we're not kidding. When we say that InfoWars is the early warning system for the counter-revolution that they are now trying to foment against the duly elected president and the surge of prosperity and economic growth that he has fostered, we're not kidding. They want to shut us down because of the content of what we say, and they mischaracterize what we say. They try to put words in our mouth, things we've never said. Yet they're the ones who get caught lying again and again and again. Last Friday, CNN, special prosecutor has new evidence of Stone communications with WikiLeaks. Nonsense. Fake news. And we here at InfoWars were the first ones to correct it. Thank God for the Daily Beast and a handful of others who got the truth out there right behind InfoWars. This is what we're up against, folks. They want to shut us down because Alex Jones is the Paul Revere of this narrative. He's the early warning system to tell you what the globalists have afoot and what's going to happen next. That's why we need you to go to the InfoWarsStore.com and support us, because without your financial support, there is zero chance that we can counter the counter-revolution.
That's right. These are great products as well. They're amazing. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze that leading competitors are $500, $600, $700. Same four-stage ion filters. They just have a little bit markup. We don't have it. You may have had, because I talked fast to a slip there. You mean the Daily Call?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.